Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special sus for Rav Yitzchak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, Lila Nishmas, Yoel ben Pinchas Halevi, Yaakov Shalom ben Dov Ber, and Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. We're going to be basing this shir on a Hachana for Chag HaShavuos shir given by Moriv Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe. In Menachos and Daf Samaches Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, "Ha'omer ha'yamatir b'medina." The Omer offering would render the new grain mutter in the Medina, meaning outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Omer that was brought on the 16th of Nisan. U'shteh halechem b'mikdash, and the shteh halechem would do so in the Beis Hamikdash for the agricultural produce used for Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Ein mevi in minchas minachas ubikur minchas behema kodem lo omer. Im hevi pasul kodem l'shtei alechem lo yavi im hevi kasher. We may not bring minachas or bikurim or the mincha of an animal offering from the new crop before the omer. If he did bring it, it's pasul. But before the shtei alechem, you're also not allowed to bring it. But if you bring it, it's kasher. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Tarfon, the Kokashi, Rav Tarfon was sitting and he raised the following kasha. Ma ben kodem lomer kodem shtei alechem. What's the difference between a mincha brought before the omer and one brought before the shtei alechem? Why is a mincha brought before the omer invalid, while the mincha brought before the shtei alechem is valid? Amar lefan of Rabbi Yehuda ben Echem, Amar lefan of Yehuda ben Echem, ya, lo. Im amris kodem lo amris ken lo hutter mechlalo etzel hediot. Tomer kodem lo shtei alechem she hutter mechlalo etzel hediot. Rav Yehuda bar Nechemya said, no, the comparison is not a good one. If you say that you can't compare between before the omer, before the shtei alechem, if you say that the menachas brought for the new crop are invalid before the bring of the omer, that's because there was no release from the general rule with regard to the common person. For Omer, the common person is also allowed to eat from the new produce. Will you say, Tomar kodem l'shtei alechem shehuter mechlalo etzel hediot? Will you say that the same must be true for menachas brought before the offering of the shtei alechem when there was already a release from the general rule with regard to the common person? Certainly not. So you see there's a chilek between Omer and shtei alechem that was brought before the Omer. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat any of the new crop until after the bring of the Omer on the 16th. So there it's usher for everybody, the new crop, so the carbon's going to be pasul. But if you bring a carbon from before the bring of the shtei alechem on Shavuos, in such an instance, it's not going to be pasul. You're not allowed to, but it's not going to be pasul because there was already a het there for a hedyot. This whole period from the 16th until Shavuos, a hedyot was allowed to eat from the new crop, and therefore it's much less stringent. Says the Gemara, Shasak Rabbi Tarfon. So remember, Rabbi Tarfon was the one who asked the kasha. Yehuda ben Nechemya answered. Rabbi Tarfon was silent in face of this argument. And now that he saw that he bested Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, Sav upanav shel Yehuda ben Nechemya. The face of Yehuda ben Nechemya became shiny and radiant. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda, Sav upanecha sheshavta ezakein. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, Yehuda, has your face become radiant because you answered an old sage? Tumihani im tarich yamim, I will be astonished if you live a long life. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi, also Perek Pros of Hesachaya. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi says that year in which the exchange took place was halfway to Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach. When I ascended for Shavuos, I asked, hey, where's Yehuda ben Nechemya? The Amrulay Niftar Vahalachla, they said, he passed away. So we have to be ma'ayin in this Maisa Naira. Why was Rabbi Akiva so makbid and Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya that his face became radiant when he was able to offer a rebuttal to Rabbi Tarfin? Why this stringent punishment? And why do we learn this dafka by the inyan of the mitzvah shtei lechem? And b'chlal, why is it brought in the Gemara? This is we need to learn the doros. What's the lesson of the doros? So to understand the omek inyan, we have to be makdim a number of hakdamas. We have to get to know a little bit the tanaim who we're talking about. First, Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin, the chachamim said great things about him. He says in Avos Rabbi Nasan Perakit Ches, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would enumerate the shvachim of chachamim. Rabbi Tarfin, he called a gal of avonim, a pile of stones. Some say a pile of egozim, of cashews. Kevin shenot alechad mehen, kula miskash kishim uvayim zel ze. Kach Rabbi Tarfin don b'shal shetam b'din chachamim nichnas etzlo, v'amelo shaneli, maybe lo mikro mishna medr shalachas v'agadus, kevin shiatsim elefanav, hayotze male bracha v'tov. So, when you take away, you have a whole pile of stones, you take away one stone, the other stones collapse that are on top of that stone, and then you hear all the stones banging together. So too, that's Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin was filled with Torah. So when the Talmud Chacham would come before him, he would teach him Mikra, he would teach him Mishnah, he would teach him Medrash, he would teach him Halachas, he would teach him Agadita. And then when he left, he was filled with bracha. It's like this pile of stones. He was filled full. Not only that, Rabbi Tarfin was a kohen miyuchas. And in his youth, he was able to be with the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, like it says in Kiddushin. Ayin Aleph Amir Aleph. Tani Rabbi Tarfin, Pamachas Alisi Achi Yimi Leduchin, Vitesi Ozen, Etzel Kohen Gadol, Vishamati Shevli Hashem, Ben Ima Sechav HaKohanim. One time I went after my mother's brother to the Duchen, and I listened to the Kohen Gadol, how he sort of swallowed up the name of Hashem while the Kohanim were singing so that nobody would hear. But you see, he was in the Beis HaMikdash. And you see, Psachamayim Beis HaMidbeis, the Rebbe Gamliel asked Rabbi Tarfin, how come you didn't come to the Beis Medrash? And he said, I was doing the Avoda. And they said, and Rabbi Gamliel said to him, what avoda is there? There's no avoda b'zman hazeh. So there's no more Beis HaMikdash. So he said to him, yeah, but I was eating truma b'gvulin, that's like avoda's Beis HaMikdash. So you see that he was a kohen, chash of a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it says in the Yalkut Shimoni, kitisa remes tafbeis. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, havaleh hu peter chamor shadrei. A comment, Rabbi Tarfin. He was given by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi a peter chamor. Assuming a pidyon peter chamor, gave him a seh, as you're supposed to give to the kohanim. It says in the Sifri, Zuta piska yudches zayin, Amros alava Rabbi Tarfin, Shaya ochel truma v'shachar, v'omer krafti tamid shel shachar, v'ochel truma in arbaim, v'omer krafti tamid shel arbaim. He'd eat truma in the morning, and he'd say, I brought the tamid shel shachar. He'd eat truma in the afternoon, and he said, I brought the tamid shel bein arbaim. We also find that Rabbi Tarfin was balmitis. Even though he was Gadol HaDor, he's Miyuchas HaDor. He was an Asher Muflag. Like it says in the Medrash, Yalkut Shimon in Itzavim, Remez Tav Kuf Mem. Nevertheless, he didn't take Matnas Kahuna from the Aniyim. As it says in Bechoros, Nan Aleph Amid Beis, Kachayim and Hagosh Rabbi Tarfin, She'enoto Lamachzer, K'shamucham B'davar, Amru Kiyem Zeh Halachazu. So he would, when the Aniyim would give him Matnas Kahuna, would give him back, would give them back. The rabbis were maflig begodol malaso, and they say in the Yerushalmi, Yivamis dalet, perik dalet alecha yad aleph, v'chir Rabbi Tarfin avim shal Yisrael lo harim. Well, you see ha'arama, because what did Rabbi Tarfin do? It's called avim shal Yisrael. He was Mekadesh 300 women b'mei rav on amanas lachilim b'truma. He was Mekadesh 300 women in a time of hunger so that he can give them all truma. Now they're married to a kohen. So he was a very, very wealthy man, and he was getting a lot of truma. So he married 300 women. So you see his milas. You see his midas, that he didn't want to take matnas kuni, gave them back to the aniyim, and that he was mekadesh so many women, and he's called Aviyam Shel Yisrael. And you would think that this great person, who's such a baal yichus, and lived amongst chachamim, didn't have to work hard to get this madrega of Aviyam Shel Yisrael, but it's not true. In Avos Rabbi Nasan, Perakid Aleph, it says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lovishra Shchinaso, Ha Yisrael, Ad Shasu Malacha, Shinemar, Vasuli Mikdash, Vashachanti Besochem, that God only was Masher Shina after the Jews did Malacha. That was Rabbi Tarfon taught that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has only Masher Shina after a person works hard. So Rabbi Tarfon understood the value of hard work. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon's Kulo Hashivus. However, Rabbi Akiva is different. Rabbi Akiva's Talmud was the opposite Bechina. He was a Ben Gerim, he didn't have such chashav yichus. As the Rambam writes in Akdama to the Yad, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef Kibam Rabbi Elazar Agadol, Yosef Aviv Ger Tzedek Haya. So Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim. And until 40 years he was an Amaretz Gamor, as we know. And he said, Avanim Shachaku Mayim. Pasuk says in Eov, he said, if this is you see the water can make a hole in the rack, Divrei Torah, which is already hard, they can definitely make a hole in my heart. So he said he's going to learn. And he sat by Malam de Tinokos and he said, teach me Torah. Taught him the Aleph Beis, taught him Torah's Kohanim, and then he learned Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rabbi Akiva really started from nothing. Not only that, Rabbi Akiva said, Mtsachem and Tesla Mitbeis, that when I was in Am Aretz, I said, who's going to give me a Talmud Chacham? Van Ashchenu Kachamor. And I'll rip him up like a donkey. Talmud said, say like a Kelev. And he said, no, the Kelev is the Chamor is no Sheikh v'shover etzim, v'zeh no Sheikh v'eino shover etzim. I really want to be shover etzim, I really want to get him. And he had a lot of Yisurim, he was very poor. Kava Savua, his Shver, said you can't, he was Maderim from his Nechasim. The Parnassaso, he was a Mocher Etzim. As you see in Avos Rabbi Nasan, he'd bring a chavila shel etzim. Sell it. It says there that Rabbi Akiva is going to be mechayev kol haniyim b'din. He was so poor. Anybody who says I'm poor, look at Rabbi Akiva. Can't be more poor than Rabbi Akiva. He didn't have enough money for a mattress. He would sleep on the straw. Not only that, he lost his children. Like it says in Moed Katan Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Maisu Maisu Banov Shel Rabbi Akiva. But he didn't pay any attention to this. He kept steiging, kept going higher and higher to the highest madrega a human being can reach. Dvarm Shelo Niglu Moshe Rabbeinu Niglu Rabbi Akiva, says the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbi Yotesvav. And to Rabbi Kiva and his friends, what wasn't revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed to Rabbi Kiva and his friends. V'chol yaka rasa eino, says Eov, Chof Ches Yud. That's Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav, says the Medrash. He was able to see these things, even Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to see. It says there, in Avos Rabbi Nasan, that things that are hidden from people, Rabbi Akiva was motzi la'ora. So we can say that the Tamsis Chayiv of Rabbi Akiva was Avanim Shachaku Mayim, was making the hole in the racks. He understood it happens Shah Shah, every hour, every minute, another drop, keeps working hard, and eventually it makes a hole. So it's this consistency that makes the difference. So we see that both Rabbi Tarfon, who was a Miyuchas Gadol, and Rabbi Akiva, who wasn't, who started, that was a late starter. They both worked hard. Rabbi Akiva overcame all difficulties and became a Gadol b'Yisrael, and Rabbi Tarfon, even though he had it easy, but he didn't take it easy. But Rabbi Tarfon was mevatel himself to Rabbi Akiva, like we see in Pesach and Kedushin Gesamach Vav Amid Beis. Akiva kol aparish b'mchak aparish menachayim. So Rabbi Tarfon, who was called Avim Shal Yisrael, he could say to his Talmud Rabbi Akiva, Ben Gerin Aval Tshuva, if you separate from you, I'm separating from life, kol aparish b'mchak aparish menachayim. Rabbi Tarfon was able to understand that. Rabbi Tarfon appreciated Rabbi Akiva's greatness. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, their whole lives were filled with toil. They went deeper. They wanted to get to Amita Shel Torah. And in Torah, the Tachlis is not the Yediyah, not the Chiddush, not the Teretz. The Amel, the Yegiyah, that's the beauty of Torah. So they were sitting together before Pesach, and Rabbi Tarfon asked Akasha. He examined very carefully and he said, I don't understand. Omer is matir, shtei alechem is matir. If menachos that come before the Omer are pasul, so why are menachos that come before the shtei alechem also not pasul? Also, the menachos that come before the shtei alechem should also be pasul. For the Omer it's pasul, because it's not yet time in the Beis HaMikdash to bring this new grain. So then before the Shtei Lechem, it's also not time to bring the new brain. So what's the chiluk? Why is before the Omer Pasul, before the Shtei Lechem not Pasul? Because Rabbi Tarfon was Mizbonein. He said a person's makrif in Mincha Chadasha, he's going fast. He wants to bring his Mincha before the time that the Torah says, that the Mincha's Pasul. Because it was taken from the new grain before the proper time. So if he's already going too fast, what's the instinct going too fast before the Shtei Halechem or before the Omer? Why before the Omer is possible, before the Shtei Halechem not? And Rabbi Tarfon, it's very deep. Rabbi Tarfon was Mizbonin in this Shaila, because he understood this Yomtiv. The Yomtiv of Pesach is the time of his Arusa de Leila. Bnei Yisrael were immersed in the Memtes Shari Tumah, like it says in the Zohar Chadash Yisro Laman Aleph Amad Aleph. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was motziim bevasachas me'afela kochashucha from this great darkness, Lor Gadol. Chazal say rasa shifcha layam ashel aray yeshay v'yecheskel. And this can't be achieved by regular people. It was Yad Hashem. So the Yom Tov of Pesach, the bechina is slavus, the original slavus, excitement, enthusiasm, serusa deleila. But Shavuos is an andrei Yom Tov. Shavuos is Lat lat, milamata lamala. You count for 7 weeks. Every day is another avoda. Every day is another midah. Memches kinyanim shatara niknes behem. Shlav achar shlav, stage after stage. And Rabbi Tarfon was misbonein, and he came to the conclusion that if a mincha that comes before the time can't be brought on Pesach, even though the whole inyan of Pesach is chipazon, and they left Mitzrayim b'chipazon, and it's a sarusa de la'ila, it's beyond their madriga, so if you can't bring it before the proper time on Pesach, so why on Shavuos can you? You should say that before Pesach you can bring the carbon before the proper time. This is the time of b'chipazon. And if it's possible before Pesach, where the whole holiday is b'chipazon, certainly Shavuos, which is a holiday of la'at la'at, it should be possible before the time. Shavuos is avanim shachakumayim. Shavuos is the drops making the hole in the rock. However, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya, he was a young man. He was a sharfi yid. He didn't yet learn necessarily the midah of savlanus that he's supposed to have, the amel, the yegiya. He didn't think about it enough. So he jumped and he answered quickly. And he didn't appreciate that maybe Rabbi Tarfon already thought of this teretz. I don't know. He wanted to quickly give the teretz to show that he knew. Tosfos says that Rabbi Tarfon already thought of this reason. And yet he still insisted that you should compare the two. He already thought of this reason, that this is hutter mechlelo, that the before the Shtei Alechem is Hutter Mechlalo, and before the Yom is not Hutter Mechlalo, Eitzel Hadyot. He thought that he realized what Rabbi Nechemiah claimed, that you could, it's more kal before the Shtei Alechem, because at least a regular person is allowed to eat the new crop, whereas before the Omer is not. La Alacha, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemiah. Like the Tosfos Yontif says, that Rabbi Tarfon was Shosek, it's not a Hodah. We don't pass in that way. And Rabbi Akiva appreciated the godless of Rabbi Tarfon in Torah. And he understood that this Talmud didn't understand the greatness of Rabbi Tarfon. He didn't appreciate the patience of Rabbi Tarfon. And he didn't have the proper kavod for Rabbi Tarfon. Tzavu panecha sheyishavta p'nei zakein t'mihanim tarich yamim. If this is your derech in Liman HaTorah, chatofa achol, chatofa shtei, just yichap, 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 quick, 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 quick. So if that's your way of learning, if you don't think that you have to go slowly, so l'shitascha, you don't have to live long either, because you get everything done in such a short period of time. So he said to me, honey, I don't know if you're going to be ma'arich yamim, because you think everything is quick in life. So you'll also have a quick go. And he said, sheishavta p'nei zakein, the old man. Maybe Rabbi Akiva felt that Yehuda ben Nechemiah was a little mezalzel in the old man. He said, no, what does he know? We're young, we're sharp, we're quick. He was telling him, you have to learn how to go slowly. And that Torah isn't when things go quickly. Torah is lat lat. So he wasn't chas v'shalom cursing him. He was just trying to teach him that if that's the way you think, then that's the way God's going to act towards you. But since it came out of the mouth of Rabbi Akiva, like it says in Koheles, Parakir Pasakay, looking my cut nyut chesam and alif, kikshkaga shiyatsam lufne hashalit. When a tzaddik says something, it's makuyim. And very soon after, Yehuda ben Nechemiah, Rabbi Nechemiah was no longer alive. But all Rabbi Akiva was trying to do is teach him a lesson that we don't go so fast in life. Have covered for Rabbi Tarfon, he thought of it, but you want quick. So that's the way God works. Quick is quick. Chazal say that the Luchos Rishonos were given publicly, and therefore they had an Ayin Hara and they were broken. And Hashem said, Ein lecha yafim en atznius. Frek the Sfas Emes, great kasha, Parshas Kisisa, Tarfresh Lamites, Yeramaskal Barashi. If the Luchos Rishonos, because they were given in public, were broken, so why didn't he give them privately? The second one were given privately and they lasted, so why didn't he give them the first luchos privately? Says the Sfas Emes, because you need the original eslavus. You need the piersum. First, it has to be given with kolos ubrakim, and then afterwards, you can give it privately. And that's a big yisod for life. That when you start out, it has to be with a bang. But afterwards, you do it slowly and silently. You have to be amel. You have to be ageya. And the original bang, the original excitement, is just a hachana for the future. It's like the wedding day. Every day is not a person's wedding, but if you have so much simcha on that day and people are so excited for you, And everybody's praising the Kala. They're saying such wonderful things about her. So then later on, Yemei Yerida, when things aren't so great, so he looks back to that moment and he gives him inspiration. Gives him a lift. So too, that's the original Slavas. But afterwards, it takes hard work. So our avoda is that not to go too fast. Laat laat. Avanam shacha kumayim. And that's the way we have atzlacha in life. We should all be zochem ritz Hashem. Lilmo du lalame lishma v'lasu. So the kaim is called divrei salmo tarasu v'yahava. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.